Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 33. And as you can hear, the flute, the call of the flute. The flute is calling all my flock to worship the podcast. To worship the podcast once again. Speaking of the flute, you know, I tried about two podcasts ago. I did a little jazzy thing. I think it was on episode 31, I believe. I had this little complicated jazz riff I came up with, and I got a little feedback. I mean, I sent that riff out to some specific friends of mine in life, not just the podcast, and they really dug it. But one of my big podcast fans, he commented, because last week I went back to the call to worship flute, like you just heard, and he said that he much preferred that. He much preferred that. And not that I have to, pay attention to what he's saying. I don't pay attention to what too many people are saying. But maybe I do. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's much simpler to do this this riff for now. And, you know, I mean, I may experiment later on. But, you know, he's pretty adamant about, hey, keep the call to worship flute. Keep it there, man. Or you may lose one of your flock, which I'm going to talk about later, where I did lose a fan this past week because of something I said on my podcast. But that will be the very last thing that I'm going to talk about. See, so you see how I did that? I see the cliffhanger that I've created. See? I'm a professional, folks. Professional podcaster. I don't just sit here and do amateurish podcasting. I throw you a little crumb and say, hey, but if you want to hear about this, you either have to wait throughout the whole podcast or fast forward. You have to do some work. There's some work involved. You're not going to just, I'm not just going to give it to you. Don't be so entitled, okay? You podcast parasite. Oh, I like that. A podcast parasite. He's a podcast parasite. He's got his podcast parachute on. Oh, great. Okay. Anyway, I hope you can hear me. I am recording again with my air conditioner on because it is brutally hot out here. It's pushing 90 degrees. I know it's been way hotter in the Midwest this past week, but oh man, I just couldn't do another podcast with the door closed and no air conditioning. No, I would not do that to myself. So hopefully you can hear it well, and I think you can. I did some test, 1, 2, 3 testing, and it seemed to work. So that's that. So what's going on? You know, I was reading this thing, I guess it was on the internet somewhere, where there are now doctors are saying that just 15 minutes of exercise, I don't know, a day or maybe 3 times a week, I think, is sufficient to keep you healthy now. It's just like, you know, I wish they would make up their mind. They're even saying now that if you work, like if you do too much exercise, it can have an adverse reaction on your organs, you know. And I tell you, I'm not in danger of that one. Okay, folks? I'm not in danger of messing my organs up through too much exercise. But I guess it's too much of anything. You know, they always say moderation is the key. But they keep changing their minds. Eggs used to be bad, then they're good, then they're bad. I think they're good again. I think eggs are good. I think the egg yolks are good. I just can't wait till then when they come out with and find out that Ben and Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs ice cream actually helps improve your cardiovascular system. That they're going to find out that the combination of the 23 grams of fat and the 23 grams of sugar per serving in those ice creams actually creates an effect where it just drives the through the veins and just the arteries just get cleansed because there's the fat and the sugar together. It becomes like a speedball. And it goes burrows through you. I can't wait till they come up with that. Will they come up with that already? They're already saying coffee, you know, coffee in moderation is good. Coffee's good for certain things, and it's bad for other things. So I'm looking forward to the day when ice cream becomes the healthy alternative. And broccoli is frowned upon. No, I like broccoli. But, you know, they're going to come at some point. Too much broccoli causes uric acid to be in your ears, and you just cannot have that. And your alkaline balance is off. So don't eat too much broccoli. Just eat a couple of broccoli spears. Okay. So this past week I went to my favorite, I don't want to say it's my favorite supermarket, it's my go-to supermarket. You know, I mean, it's the one I go to, it's near my house, it's off the freeway. They're a little more expensive, I guess, in certain items, but I'm like the worst shopper in the world anyway, so it really hardly matters. It's not like I'm scouring the paper looking for coupons to try to save money. I don't do that. I tell you, they got good deals on ice cream, okay? All right, folks? I'll put some ice cream, and then they have other deals. Like they got one pint of ice cream, some company I never heard of, $11 a pint. Okay, all right, that's what I'm talking. That's the kind of place this is. But I had a situation. We'll just call it a situation. It wasn't really an incident, but I went in. When? What's going on? I'm getting tongue-tied. I went in there, looking for a specific one of the things I was looking for. Was this item called Bragg amino acids? And Bragg amino acids is like it's like a soy sauce. You know, it's black liquid. However, it's made of amino acids. I think it's called amino acids, and it's much less sodium than soy sauce. And I like it. Like I get, they have great sushi at this place. You know, I mean, not like super great, but good enough. Where you, if you have a sushi, you know, Jones, you get a sushi. It's pretty good. And so I like to use this Bragg. I ain't bragging. See how I did that? But I like to use this on my sushi because it's better than the soy sauce. And so I went down the health food aisle. They have a health food section in this place. And there was a guy who's worked there for probably 20 years or so. He used to work in another section. We'll call him Carlos. He's Hispanic. I think he's not from Mexico. He's from a Central American country. And so, you know, we always get, hey, Carlos, oh, hey, my friend, now he's sounding Armenian. All right, I won't try to do the accent too much. But I say, Carlos, listen, I'm looking, and he was on the health food aisle. I go, Carlos, I'm looking for an item called Bragg amino acids. It's kind of like soy sauce. He goes, oh, soy sauce aisle too. I go, no, it's not, that's all he heard, soy sauce, right? Discounted everything else I said because I said, no, it's like soy sauce, but I'm pretty sure I got it in this aisle before. And he goes, no, it's soy sauce. The soy sauce is the aisle too. Soy sauce is aisle too. And I was like, all right, I'm pretty sure that's not going to, if I go to aisle two, it's not going to be there, but I mean, say the part I play in this, I am not the greatest at finding things in stores. I just look kind of perfunctorily. Is that the right word? I just kind of look, and if I can't find it within 18 seconds, then I kind of try to get somebody to help me because I get overwhelmed. There's too many items. But I was quite sure it was exactly where Carlos was stacking his shelves. And I go, you know, you never heard of Bragg? I mean, no, the soy sauce over too. Okay, so I go to aisle two. He was in aisle four, I believe it was. And I go down to aisle two, and of course I get to the soy sauce, and it's not there. You know, it's all kinds of soy sauce. Japanese brands. It's just soy sauce, you know. So I call the store on my cell phone because I knew my friend, we'll call her Gloria, the manager. Gloria, the manager. I knew she was on the front desk, so she picked up, and she didn't know I was in the store. And I said, "Gloria, it's Al." She goes, "Oh, Al." I said, "I'm listening. I'm in aisle two." And she starts laughing. I'm looking for Bragg amino acids, and I was told by Carlos it's over here. She goes, "No, it's in aisle four." I go, that's where he was. And she goes, no, I'll meet you over there. So she meets me there. And lo and behold, sure as the day is long, there it is. Bragg amino acids. She goes right to it, pulls it off the shelf. And Carlos immediately starts to plead, you know, innocence. Like, I've only been working on this liar for just a little while. Okay, that's fine, Carlos. I understand. I didn't mean to get you in trouble. I don't think he didn't get in trouble. You know, I think he might be better off if he would actually just continue his English as a second language education. God, was that wrong to say? Was that wrong? Was that wrong of me to say that? Am I wrong for dumping on his English? You know, the guy, he doesn't speak very good English. And he also does occasional cashiering. I've said enough about English as a second language in this country on other podcasts. If you want to hear about that, go to other podcasts, okay? Anyway. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. It is past 4th of July. Today is the 8th. And I hope you had a great one. And I went to my friends Mark and Kathy's house. They had a impromptu barbecue. Last minute kind of thing. They just decided to have a couple of people over. You know, I went over and was, you know, they have a lovely house and a nice place in the hills of Glendale, California, where if you turn in any direction, you are bound to see Armenians, because Glendale has more Armenians than even, I think that it's the second largest Armenian population in Armenia, and I happen to as a group, I like the Armenians. But there aren't any groups I dislike except like Nazis and people like that, you know. But Armenians. You know, very industrious, very, 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 very hardworking, and I like them. All right, I'm going off on a tangent. So we go over there. I'm over there at this barbecue, and this couple comes there that I know the guy for. Not really intimately well, but you know, acquainted with him for probably over 20 years, and he's married to this girl who's quite a bit younger than him. Let's just say she's still in diapers. Hey! No, he's like, I don't know, 50 and she's 28. You know, like an Alec Baldwin kind of thing. Whatever. It works for them. No judgment. Hey, if I can find something like that, this woman is hot, smoking hot, okay? She's pretty, and he's, you know, he's a pretty good looking guy. So we're sitting around talking about stuff, and somehow the book, that book, The 50 Shades of Grey, that one that all the women are going crazy about. This book, I guess it's kind of an S&M book where there's like this guy and this woman have this relationship. I'm tempted to read it just to see what it's about. And he just does all these kind of S&M things to this woman, and apparently it's like women are going crazy for this. I mean, who knew that women wanted to be treated so badly? I mean, I guess, you know. So this girl, this lady, the guy's wife, I won't mention her name. She starts talking about she read all three books. I didn't even know there were three books in this series. And she was flushed. Like, you know, you could see that she was actually getting turned on talking about it. Like, she goes, oh. I go, what's so great about this book? She goes, oh. I mean, is it kind of just a woman's book? I mean, she goes, oh, yeah. I mean, so a man shouldn't read it? Well, I mean, if you want to read about what you might fantasize about doing to a woman. And I'm like, going, oh, I don't know. Maybe I would read it. I don't know. And I you know, who knew? I didn't know that that S&M was I knew it was kind of getting mainstream. I have some ties to the S&M community just from, you know, living in Los Angeles, and you know, I've been around the S&M people. I've done a couple S&M things in my life. I ain't gonna plead innocent here. I know a little bit about the S&M. I'm not gonna go into details here. But, you know, there's one girl I know, she's in the S&M business. She was saying that she was glad that this book was out, that she thought, like, for too long, the S&M community, which I'm not part of the S&M community, I don't go to S&M meetings, but she felt that it was good because for too long, it's either ridiculed or looked at as, you know, a perversion. And so, and as, instead of something like, you know, to each his own, okay? So God bless. God bless. But I am a little curious, so I don't know. Maybe I'll get it. Maybe I won't. I have some other books I'm reading. Next up on my agenda, you know, I filed for unemployment because I had this gig I had is done for now, and I'm going to be off for the whole summer. And the thing is, you know, California is broke, and you know, one way that California could probably save money is if they could just retool the government. I mean, it's just like I applied or reopened this claim or whatever I did online. And then, you know, they could have just sent me an email, but it cost them nothing. Like, okay, we got it. Boom, you're solid. Every 2 weeks you got to put down, you know, where you look for work and, you know, blah, 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 so you can get paid. But no, they send me in the mail a letter stating the obvious. You know, so they're spending money generating this letter and the postage, and there's like, you are no longer working because you're no longer working. And you are going back to work. You don't know when you're going back to work. And so your claim will be... It's just like, really, did you have to... I mean, how many tens, hundreds of thousands of people got letters like that this week that they spent money on? And I don't know. It just was up to me. If it was up to me, everybody would have a two-car garage and a turkey in every pot. And some pot in that turkey. Why? Okay. Alrighty. Okay, and I got a couple more things I want to talk about. I met Deb and Rudy came over. Deb and Rudy are my good friends. Used to live in this building. They bought a house, lovely house. And Deb is my she's my hairdresser, my hair colorist and cutter, the best colorist in the business, folks, in this town. And anyway, so she, and she's also my advocate. I've talked about that for my hip surgery. She's been able to navigate through the, craziness of the medical world and give me advice, give me counsel. She's like the Don Corleone. No, she's like, Tom Hagen in The Godfather. I'm Don Corleone. Deb, I don't know, where should I go? I'm gonna have this hip surgery, and I don't know if I should go over there. And they go, Don, I think you should go over there. Well, thanks for your counsel. Thanks for your counsel, Deb. So they got a dog, a rescue dog, probably, I don't know, a few months ago, a purebred German Shepherd. Now, I hadn't seen the dog in person yet. I'd seen pictures of the dog, whose name is Wander, up on Facebook. And, you know, I had a cute dog. Oh, my God. And so they came over the other day, and they surprised me and brought Wander, who actually used to be called Wanderer. He can also take commands in German. I guess his original owner, he was born in Germany, which is, I don't think that's where he got the language from, or maybe he did, I'm not sure. And then his original owner, I'm assuming he's the one that taught him the commands in German and English. And then his original owner ran into some horrendous financial difficulties and had to give him up. Very sad. And so Deb and Rudy took him in, and Rudy is originally from Germany, so his German is impeccable. The man can speak German like it's his first language, because you know why? It is. And so they came over, and they surprised me with Wander. And I tell you, I was in complete wonder, because I didn't expect that. He was a big dog. He's a dog he's just under 100 pounds. He's got this huge head. He's got the longest tongue I've ever seen on a dog. I mean, he's like the Gene Simmons of dogs. You know, he could start a band with three other dogs and call it Kiss. Or in German, it's called Akus. And, but, you know, so I was trying to, you know, bond with him, you know. And so he comes in, and I'm in a studio apartment. They live in a house. And, you know, he's got to be thinking probably every time he goes somewhere, like, you know, oh, no, they're going to leave me, you know, because he's been abandoned, right? And so, you know, could tell how much he loves them, and they love him. And so he comes in, and he's like, he's doing that dog, like, a deep breathing. you know, and he's the tongue is hanging out, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then he's just like, he's looking at me, and he's walking away, and then he'll kind of come over by me, let me pet him, and he'll walk away. And, you know, and then I was just, you know, trying to relate to him, but I was being cool. I was laying back. Because I figure, you know, you got to be cool with these. You know, I played my flute a little bit for him, and he looked at the flute like, that's interesting. I've never seen one of those. And then Deb and Rudy can get him to high five, which I thought, that's so cool. So I try to get him to high five me, and he would not do it. He would not high five me. So that's that. You know, I guess he's going to high five me when he's good and ready. Okay, he'll high five me when it's time for him to high five me. When he feels like it. But the one thing he did do is he would sit, like towards the end of the visit, he sat down at my feet. He gave me a couple licks with that tongue, and I gotta tell you something. That tongue it felt kind of nice, and I don't want to get into any kind of thing here, but you know what, a little licky on the foot there was a little sensual. I don't want too much of that, okay? I gotta tell him, hey, back off a little bit, man. I don't want to get used to this. So, but he sat down at my feet, you know, with his back to me, and he leaned into me, and I took that as a sign that he said to me, okay, I think you're okay. And the jury's still out. Deb and Rudy seem to like you. I'm going to kind of, you know, like I said, jury's out. I won't eat you yet, you know, and we'll work on this. We'll work on this together. Together we'll work on this. Okay, and then the final subject here that I want to talk about was what I mentioned earlier up front in the podcast. That I lost a fan. I lost a fan due to something I said. A bunch of podcasts back, I want to say maybe 9 or so podcasts back, I talked about a girl I know on Facebook. She's married to an old comedian friend of mine. And I talked about like this, we were chatting because we would chat sometimes, and she was a fan of my podcast, and we would chat, and she was chatting. I don't know. She would chat about things. I didn't even know what the heck she was talking about. And like one time she was chatting, and it was just on and on and on and on and on. Like I wasn't even there. I would actually leave. I would leave the Facebook site and go somewhere else and come back, and she would still be chatting without any kind of reaction to me. And I talked about that on the podcast. And I talked about it. I tried to make it funny. I didn't mention her name. I just talked about how bewildered I was that somebody, you know, I didn't know what she was talking about, and how she just, you know, kept doing inches and inches of words. And I never heard anything from her. And as a matter of fact, we weren't really chatting that much. She went back to school. Then she got in touch with me a few days ago and said that she was going to catch up on my podcast. And I was like, okay. And then, she was, you know, listening to one, and she said, oh, that's really funny. I like that one. Then another one. Oh, this is good. And then she got to the one where I talked about that. And she got really, really angry, it seemed. Although she told me later on she wasn't angry, but she was like, I told you this stuff in confidence. And, you know, people aren't supposed to know these things. And I was just like, well, I said it was, first of all, it's just comedy. I didn't mention your name. Nobody's going to know who I'm talking about. And if you listen to my podcast, you know that I take from my life. I mean, I just go from my life, and I try to be respectful and try not to hurt people's feelings. And I will change the name to protect the innocent or the guilty. But, you know, this is the chance you take when you're dealing with me, you know. And you know, sometimes I'll ask somebody, hey, can I, you know, if it occurs to me. But I wasn't going to ask her because I wasn't telling her. I wasn't mentioning her name, and I just thought she wasn't going to get it anyway, because, you know, I don't know, I just didn't feel like I needed to ask her, you know. And you know, why are you dumping? I've never even met her in person. You know, what are you dumping on me for? Why are you, you know, telling me things? I did not know what she was talking about. So she said that she was going to disconnect from me, and I said, okay, and then she kept talking to me for a little while longer, like she kept, you know. And then finally, she defriended me on Facebook. So I've lost a friend on Facebook. I lost a podcast fan. And, you know, I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, make her uncomfortable. But that's a chance you take in comedy, folks. Sometimes there's going to be some discomfort. You know, that's just the way it is. And I'm not going to walk on eggs. I'm not going to apologize for what I do. You know, I'm doing this thing for no, you know, no, there's no money involved. This is my own completely creative thing of mine. And I figure I'll get some people, I'll lose some. Win some, lose some. You know, I've had some people, like in live performances, I had a lady one time got really angry at me. She called me a racist because I was doing this character of an old black man. I didn't say he was an old black man, but it was kind of, by the impersonation, you know, you would conjure up. It sounded like an older black man, but I wasn't saying anything against his race. I was just making fun of the way, you know, just the fun of the situation and the way he talked. And there were a lot of, you know, brother comedians, African-American, black guys that were in the audience. And these guys all loved me, man. But this white lady, she got up at one point and she called me a racist in front of the whole place and she walked out. This was years ago. But the brothers didn't. The brothers loved it. So it was just like, you know, it's just like kind of politically correct BS stuff. And this girl, she probably got embarrassed because she told me some stuff. And I reflected back to her. And maybe it kind of put a mirror up to her what she was or what she was putting out there. Not so much what she was. And it had to make her maybe look at herself, and she didn't like that. So, again, you know, so be it. I don't know. I don't think she's going to listen to it. If she does, this is the absolute – unless she gets in touch with me, it's probably the last time I'll be talking about her. And so that is that. I have covered every subject that I wanted to cover today on my podcast. Thanks again to everybody who is supporting this podcast by listening to it. I'm still trying to get in the iTunes store. I made an attempt today to deal with it, and there's just some weird, wacky thing. They're asking for the RSS feed, the URL address. I'm putting it in, and they're saying it's not valid. And when someone tells you your address is not valid, those are fighting words. So I'm going to get in touch this week with a lady I think I mentioned who's a professional tech person and see if she can help me. You know, I actually called Apple today and the guy said to me, well, you know, in the iTunes store, it's more geared for helping people to get, who want to buy things at iTunes. I go, but certainly there's got to be there are tons of merchants. Somebody in your company's got to know. He couldn't find anybody. And I'm telling you, it's not the first time. So I don't, it's very frustrating, but I know it's going to work out. It's going to work out. And when it does, it's going to be very simple. And we're all going to laugh about it. Okay. So again, until next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.